But my wife and my daughter, when they're here, they go with the salon most of the time.
What kinds of, would you ever eat lamb very much?
My wife and daughter would. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes. I don't bother with it.
Mm-hmm. Would you know about names for cuts of lamb? And
No, I think one of the biggest arguments come up at, here about some meat was when my daughter was in high school. My wife cooked a pork loin, like a loin, you know, where they all the pork chops together.
Yeah.
And when we come home, we thought it was lamb, and my daughter threw it out. And boy, and she come back in it, and Shirley told us, I thought it was lamb. She said, I don't care what she thought. He threw all my meat out, and I mean, it was a loin.
What kinds of varieties of chicken would you have?
You mean types of meat they have? Mm-hmm. They have breast, drumsticks, mm-hmm. wings.
Yeah.
Now, you remember I telling you this morning that my daddy grew them, and he threw them over the fence all day, every day, so mm-hmm. I don't eat them. I have my wife and two daughters eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Necks.
Mm-hmm. What kinds might you have? Just if you were describing the whole chicken when you bought it or something.
Big broilers, mm-hmm. Hens. What is the other one? What is the youngest one? Maybe God. Okay. Can't think of the name of it.
Would you call it a fryer?
Yeah.
That would be the youngest one, and then would come the.
I think the broiler and then the hen, I believe. And the last thing I think they'd want to eat was to be the tough rooster.
What would you call one of these long sandwiches, about this long, that might have a lot of different kinds of meat in it, and you might buy them in a sandwich shop?
I buy some out on my route now, and I buy the ones called Cuban sandwich. It's long and has a lot of meat in it. And I like them because I found that over the years, I used to go up to a lot of the like Hardee's and you know, different ones and Burger King and all. And I ate so many of the burgers until, you know, once after, after I would, it was eating them, I was getting a kind of greasy taste in my mouth, see?
Yeah.
And after I started eating on those ones with the meat like that Cuban salmon, I didn't have, you know, the trouble.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear the Cuban sandwiches called something else? Would they?
No.
What might you drink with a Cuban sandwich?
The biggest drink was I'd be hot. I get an RC.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, an RC or a large Coke.
Mm-hmm. If you bought something like Publix Cola or something like that, would you still, you know, if you were drinking it, say, after you brought it home, would you call that Coke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it was a Coca-Cola, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was something like diet rice, and then they my wife a lot of time would buy some diet drinks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, bring me out, get my diet drink or something like that. But most of the time, if it's Coke or root beer or whatever it is, regardless of what it, if it's in the bottle or cup from Coca-Cola or from 7-Eleven, it's still a Coke.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever, you would never call it a Pepsi, though, or anything like that? It'd be Coke.
No, I mean, you would call it by its name.
Uh-huh.
If it was a Pepsi,
uh-huh.
If somebody wanted one, said, bring me a Pepsi. Uh-huh. If it was in the can or in the bottle, see? Or Dr. Pepper, they would...